wake up in the morning feeling like
I'm gonna have a good day.
Wow.
What's up, girl?
We're only going to say well the whole show today. Hello. You have reached Kira and Logan in the morning.
Congratulations.
We're not home right now, but if you leave a message. I really miss answering machines.
Did your family ever have an answering machine with multiple people? That means no. Me neither.
No, my mother was always the spokesperson of the family.
Me too. I always wanted to be the family where it's like, hi, you've reached Vicky, Dave, but Logan, Kyla, whoop.
Yeah,
the dog and everything.
That would have been so cute. What a missed opportunity.
I know.
I always wanted, and this never happened, but in my day, if you had your own phone line, like, you know, like the separate, sometimes the kids had to share their own phone line.
What?
But they had
their private phone?
Yeah, and then you could make your own answering machine, and you could make it as fabulous and you as you wanted to. I never got the opportunity.
And you could do the joke one where you're like, hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you right now. Because I'm not here. It's my voicemail.
You would have that.
I did that. I did
and
that
would make me irate.
Yeah. I got a lot of people, too.
Yes. That enrages me, even the thought. I'm glad that's not really a thing anymore.
Bunch of suckers. I might change my voicemail right now.
You can change it back to it. And while you're at it, get a ring back ringtone, because those things were awesome.
Yeah, we should talk about that at some point this week.
We absolutely should. So yesterday, if you missed it, I was exposing my husband for being just so manly. This is the manliest of men. If you missed this story, we're going to relive it together now. I hope you enjoy it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Last night, we went to Pepperell Cove in Kittery.
Nice.
Really nice spot. And we got there before it started downpouring. Mm. And we're sitting on the deck, and it was really, really nice. But as the sun goes down, we're right on the water. Starts getting a little chilly.
Sure.
And there's a little nip in the air. I'm fine because I have a jacket on. But I see my man is getting goosebumps. He's just in a short sleeve polo situation. It's tight as well, so I could see he could carve an ice sculpture with his nipples. He's very cold.
Got it.
And I see around us that they are handing out blankets, which is such a lovely touch.
Did you take one?
I didn't because I wasn't cold. I had a jacket on. But I said to Steven, babe, you know, you look pretty cold. Like, don't you just want to be comfortable, right? Mm. We're, like, here trying to enjoy ourselves out right. To eat. Take the blanket. And he's like, I'm not taking the blanket. Like,
You didn't take the blanket.
No, I didn't take the blanket.
I know. That makes him not want to take the blanket.
I would have taken the blanket if I was in a short sleeve shirt like he was.
Yeah.
I was comfortable.
Right.
He
right.
was not.
Right.
Hair standing up on his arms, the whole thing. And I said, and I was like, I couldn't take that as an answer, so I started to pry. I said, what's the deal? Why won't you take the blanket? Yeah. You're cold, take the blanket.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just not manly to take the blanket.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed to the table next to us. I said, that guy's a guy.
Yeah.
He's got a blanket.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he's a little older.
Okay.
So it's okay for him to have the blanket.
Okay.
I need to just, you know, suffer. I was like, that seems foolish.
It is foolish. However, you didn't take the blanket, so I kind of get it.
Do you?
Well, just the fact that you didn't take the blanket, because then he's sitting there all curled up looking like a little sissy and you're not. You know what I mean?
Okay, if it meant that he was going to take the blanket, if I took the blanket, then I would have, but he didn't say that.
Yeah, of course.
He would
never say that.
That in itself would be like, just revoke the man card here and now.
But that's crazy. Like, dude, just be comfortable. Come on, Steven. Take the blankie.
Would you have taken it?
So the fact that you didn't take it makes me think that I wouldn't take it. But no, I probably would have wrapped myself up like a little cocoon and not given a flying fadoodle.
Right.
I just want to enjoy your experience. I think. But at the same token, like, is he trying to be all cool and date nice, trying to be tough and sexy for you? You know what I mean?
Mission accomplished. You know.
With the blanket?
With or without the blanket. Being your little cocoon.
I don't think that's true, but okay. That's nice of you.
He was like, I'll just get another beer. I'll be warm in a second.
There you go. That's such a guy.
What a dude. What a dude, bro. So I was telling this story to Logan off the air as well, and it inspired the question, what are you too manly for? And ladies, feel free to chime in and throw your man under the bus. What is your man too manly
and
for.
And the manly's in quotations, because it's not manly.
No, it's stubborn.
To deny a blanket.
Just sub the word manly for stubborn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Is it asking directions? Are you too manly to ask for directions? Are you too manly to go to the doctor when something is wrong? That could be wrong.
We're looking out for each other.
Yeah.
Men's health year.
Men's health year. 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to chime in. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band, a very manly band to go see. 603-749-0975. So the question is, what are you too manly for? And ladies, what is your man too manly for? 603-749-0975. And men out there, I am curious to know, would you have taken the blanket? Beyond. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time. And our topic today is inspired by my manly man. So I was out to dinner last night with Steven at Pepperell Cove in Kittery. Shout out, great place. We're sitting on the deck outside. It's a really nice day, but it's right on the water and the sun's going down. It's getting a little windy, getting a little chill in the air. And so the staff is handing out blankets to people who need it. And I didn't need it because I was wearing a jacket, but my husband was in a very tight polo, short sleeve. I could see the goosebumps. I could see the hairs on his arms standing up.
Could see the nipples.
I could see the nipples.
Poking through.
I'm not saying I'm mine, but I could see them. They were standing at attention. And I was like, babe, look at, they're handing out blankets. This is great news for you because you're clearly chattering. Your lips are blue like Rose in the Titanic. And he was like, I'm not taking a blanket. I'll have another beer and I'll be fine. And I said, just take the blanket. Don't be ridiculous. And I was like, why won't you?
So funny.
He's like, because it's not manly to take the blanket. And I'm like, that guy has a blanket. He's like, I'm not taking a blanket. So I dropped it, but I wanted to bring it to the airwaves today and ask you, what are you too manly for? And ladies, throw your man under the bus. What is your man too manly? Just insert the word stubborn, replace the word manly with stubborn. 603-749-0975 is our number. Good morning to you. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are well. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. So what is your man too manly for?
He is too manly to ask where something is, either in the grocery store or if we're out at like Lowe's or Home Depot. I always have to be the one. I have no problem going up and asking, but he will never ask where something is. He wants to be able to find it on his own.
That is such a good one.
Is it a matter of being too, quote, manly to do it? Or is it a matter of like, hey, I can find it just the same as the person who's going to help me find it? Like, I can use the signs.
I think he wants to be able to find it on his own, but yeah. I always end up finding it faster when I ask someone.
Mm. I've been down that exact same road, Tiffany, and it's like we're wandering down every single aisle. I think that's part of it. They want to wander down the aisles of Home Depot because maybe something else will speak to them.
That's nice.
And then for the blanket, so we were in Greece on our honeymoon, and there was actually a restaurant we were watching the sunset at, and they offered blankets, and we both took the blankets. So he wasn't too manly for that.
Nice.
That's good.
I will say there is something about being cocooned in a blanket by yourself that feels very, very, very vulnerable.
Kind of like a newborn baby.
Like super vulnerable. Like if I'm on the couch and me and my wife are both wrapped up in a blanket, I'm like, okay, I get it. We're doing it. But if she comes home and I'm fully wrapped up, she can't see anything besides my neck up. Like I feel like a little newborn.
Yeah. What a sight. Well, thanks for making time for us this morning, Tiffany. Have a great day at work.
All right, thank you so much.
Have a great day, lady.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band, a very manly band to go see, by the way. 603-749-0975. What are you too manly for? And ladies, what's your man too manly for? 603-749-0975. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. So I don't know if you saw on Instagram, but I was out on these mean streets this past weekend. Saturday, I was at Campers Inn RV in Kingston. So I just want to thank everyone who came out to see me. It was a really good time. I did this thing, Logan. Maybe we should do it a little more often because it was kind of flirty and fun.
What'd you do?
I had a secret phrase that I said on the radio just that day. I said, if you're going to come see me at Campers Inn RV in Kingston, when you approach me, say, Kira, did you bring the key lime pie?
What'd you get?
A scratch ticket.
A
scratcher.
That led to the scratch tickets.
Yeah.
Well, did you bring me a key lime pie?
I ran out of key lime pies. I had a lot of customers, my guy. But yeah, what a great crew over there. Doug from the Green Griffin, which is a flower shop right down the street, brought me a bouquet of flowers.
Really? I saw that on the Instagram. I was wondering what the situation
I was very was. Touched.
It was just cuss flowers?
He listens. He was a key lime pie customer as well. So I traded him the bouquet for the scratcher.
That's very kind.
Also want to shout out Nate, who works there. Top dog. Guy's closing deals. He's taking names. He helped me with the step and repeat because I'm not tall enough.
Right.
And he told me that his wife listens around this time and that she would absolutely freak if she heard me talking about him on the radio. So I hope that that's happening right now.
Shout her out.
Shout her out. He didn't tell me her name.
Oh, crap. Shout out to the wife.
Shout out to Nate's wife. Nate, great goatee.
Sorry.
Bald head. Really nice guy. He treated me well. Treated me well.
That's
so
nice.
Hopefully I'll be back next year. I had a really nice time. And check out their Memorial Day mega sale happening now through Memorial Day weekend, baby. Back to the topic at hand. We were wondering what you are too manly for. And ladies, feel free to throw your man under the bus. What is your man too manly for? 603-749-0975. We'll go to Nick from Dover.
So my wife hates this, but when we go on road trips,
yeah,
I hate to stop and go to the bathroom because then I watch all the cars I worked so hard to get in front of pass me by. I think that's a man thing, right? Like, we hate it because we do it. We try to get in front of everybody, and then I have to stop over. I have to pee, and I watch them all go right by me.
That is so outrageously funny. And then when you do finally get back in the car, you're like, all right, I got to catch up to that green Subaru.
Oh, and then my wife hates it because I'm playing like a speed racer. I'm like Dale Earnhardt at the Daytona. I'm like cruising. Just cruising.
Yeah, well, hey, that's a hilarious and very relatable one.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
Did you say enjoy the show to us?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You're the man, Nick. Thanks for calling us.
Oh, I thought
dude.
He said he Thanks, enjoys guys. The show.
Have a great
Have
day.
Have a good day.
Okay.
No, he said enjoy.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Yes, those are our government official names.
Oh.
And we're talking about what you're too manly/stubborn for. Ladies, feel free to chime in. What is your man too manly/stubborn for? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hey, lady, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thanks.
What's your man too manly for?
Well, he's too manly for mostly everything. He is a big construction worker. And we were out to dinner one night, and a big thunderstorm rolled in. And I knew it was going to be bad rain, so I brought my umbrella in. And we had a little walk to get to the car, so I opened my umbrella. And I said, come on, hon, get under here. You're going to get soaked. He's like, no way in hell am I going to be caught under an umbrella.
What are men?
I said, but you're going to get drenched. He goes, don't care.
You know what's crazy?
What?
You will never catch me holding the damn umbrella either. Why do men not screw around with umbrellas?
I don't get it, but I guess it's a thing.
No, you know who it is? It's freaking Miss Mary Poppins.
It's her fault? Don't blame Mary Poppins.
What a feminine character, though.
Yes.
But what about that dude who was singing in the rain? Well, I guess he was kind of feminine. He tap danced.
You said it.
Yeah, my man's not feminine. He's 6'2" and 250. So,
He ain't flying away with no umbrella.
I'll never understand men as long as I live. Thank you for the call, Michelle.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Okay, it's time. It's time right now to play Can't Beat Kira for a pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band. I know you want these. I ask you every time. It's Zac Brown Band, not the Zac Brown Band, right?
I don't know.
I throw a the in there. Is it the Rascal Flatts or Rascal Flatts?
Well,
discuss.
When we're talking about them, could it be the? I don't know.
Does it matter? I'm just going to say Zac Brown Band tickets. That's what we're giving away. Zac Brown Band tickets. They're coming to the Bank & H Pavilion in Guilford. And we feel like you should go. And you can refer to them however you want. They'll
is
be your
the
ticket.
Bank & H Pavilion?
Don't do it.
Bank & H Pavilion.
It's all losing meaning. 603-749-0975. Call V975-WOKQ if you'd like to win these tickets. 603-749-0975. We play in 10.
It's going down. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Is this Morgan?
Yep.
You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome.
Thank Thank you.
Have you ever been here for any reason?
Not in a very long time.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
More, even more happy for you to kick Kira out of here.
Ooh, harsh.
We'll see.
So this is the part where you say, get out of here, Kira, so you and Logan can get to business.
All right, get out of here, Kira.
Okay, Morgan.
I'm leaving.
All right, Morgan. She's gonzo. Are you ready to play? Uh-oh, did we lose you? You there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, here we go. Question number one. The country artist who sings Dirt on My Boots, Heartache, Medication, and Last Night Lonely turns 40 today. Who is it?
John Party.
Question number two, multiple choice here. On this day in 2013, what Kelly won the 16th season of Dancing with the Stars? Kelly Pickler, Kelly Clarkson, or Kelly Ripa?
Kelly Pickler.
Question number three. This is a fast. It's going to go quick, okay? The 2006 okay. song by the Zac Brown Band, Free. Just as free, free as blank.
Oh, I don't know.
No guess at all?
Nope, I got nothing.
Okay, all right, I'll call Kira back in then. It was a quick one. It was a gamble when I was writing those lyrics. I didn't know if it was going to be too difficult or not. But if you know the song and don't give anything away because Kira's here, that's pretty much the only line in the song.
Got it.
Hey, Kira, welcome back.
Ooh, it seems windy where Morgan is.
It just started. That was not the case the whole round.
I guess I brought the wind.
Question one, Kira.
Yeah.
The country artist who sings Dirt on My Boots, Heartache Medication, and Last Night Lonely turns 40 today. Hmm. Who is it?
John Party.
John Party is correct. Great job.
You Morgan said got it. That too.
Morgan got it. Tied 1-1. Question two. On this day in 2013, Kira, what Kelly won the 16th season of Dancing with the Stars? Kelly Pickler, Kelly Clarkson, or Kelly Ripa?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson!
Is incorrect. It is Kelly Pickler.
And hey.
Morgan got that one right.
That was a trick.
No. It was a pick.
Go on. I'm proud of you.
Question three. This is going to go quick. Be ready. 2006 song, Zac Brown Band, Free.
Uh-huh.
Just as free.
Oh,
make sure we didn't get into a car accident.
There we go.
Good.
Nope.
Just as free. Free as blank.
You'll ever be.
We're going to count it. Don't worry. Don't get anxiety with anxiety over there.
I just don't know where you stand with that.
You're good. Final score is 2-2. Unfortunately, Morgan didn't get that one.
Okay, so it's a tied ball game. Good news, bad news. We'll get the bad news out of the way. You just do have to say the phrase of shame, Morgan. Do you know what to say, or do you need some light coaching?
I need some light coaching.
Do you want to lightly coach, or you're the coach?
Yes, of course. Morgan, this is when you say, my name is Morgan. I'm from the town that you're from, wherever you're from. And then you say, I can't beat Kira.
My name is Morgan. I am from Freiburg.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning. Sometimes Logan and I receive a not safe for work message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. And Deanna from Deerfield sent us one this morning. So Deanna, if you're listening, thank you so much for the entertainment. I was absolutely howling when you sent that. I know no one likes an inside joke and to be outside of it, but this is kind of just between us and Deanna. So.
And it was funny.
It was really funny. So thank you. Moving right along, Logan and I want to talk about what are you always redoing because your spouse like does it wrong the first time. You have a few prime examples.
I have a few prime. Yeah, these are the things that like it's not worth a fight. It's not even worth getting on the same page about. It's just like let's just keep doing and undoing what we're doing. So I got two that come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is so obvious to me, and it's the blinds in my house. We have big windows. And I like my privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my blinds down pretty much the second I get home. Just because I don't want people looking in.
To your naked dance party.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what time of day it is. If there is any sunlight in the sky, my wife will open the blinds.
She's a natural light gal.
I'll be sitting on the couch. We'll be curling up for a movie. And she opens the blinds. I'm like, what are you doing?
What? No, there's none of that.
She's like, well, there's a few minutes of sunlight left. We have to soak it up. And I'm like, I get it. But we're also snuggling on the couch, and I don't need our neighbors just watching me.
Right. Nurse in her. She's like, it's for our circadian rhythm.
So there's that. And then the only other one is we have two, the spatulas you cook with.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wooden bucket, and then we have a rubber bucket for our two different spatulas.
Sure.
Well, what happens when a wooden one has a rubber lid? So me and my wife just move it back and forth. Back. I say it belongs in the rubber because the rubber, the utensil itself, the spatula itself is rubber.
Sure.
My wife says, well, it has a wooden handle, therefore it goes with the wood.
There's no right answer.
There's no right answer, but we just keep, whoever does the dishwasher puts it in their bin that they think is correct.
You guys could get on the same page about that. Simple conversation.
Maybe, but we don't need to talk about it. Yeah. Let's just keep doing
it. It's working.
And undoing it.
Yes, and for me, I'm always, Stephen will take his shoes off wherever, and I'm always moving his shoes to the door, like
right.
By the door.
Right, right.
Because I'm forever tripping on his shoes. and now it happens when I'm holding Glenn, and I get even more irate. Because I'm like, I'm about to go down with this baby. Do you feel bad yet? No, you don't. Because you still put your shoes in the middle of the floor.
Every couple has a situation where one person does one thing and the other person will either undo it or redo it without a confrontation.
Exactly. So we want to hear what you and your significant other are forever undoing and redoing. Back and forth we go. For years, it's a fun and flirty game you've been playing. 603-749-0975 is our number. A random caller who wants to chime in and give a little example of this. We do have a pair of tickets to the New England, the NHRA New England Nationals at New England Dragway in Epping. If you'd like to chime in, those tickets will go to a random caller, 603-749-0975. What are you always undoing and redoing because your spouse does it wrong the first time in your eyes? 603-749-0975 is our number. Taking your calls on 97.5 W. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. And we have a brand new episode of Second Date Update brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Should we hit it? Let's go.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on bread. It's not fair, it just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you, that's right.
It's time for Second Date Update on 97.5 WOKQ, and we welcome in Anton. What's up, my man?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're good. I like your energy. I like your vibes. You seem like a positive guy.
I'm trying, you know? I got this situation that I'm hoping to solve, and I hope going to people on the radio is the solution.
Well, our success rate is small, but who knows, for you it may grow. Walk us through what's going on with Faith, how you met her, all the stuff.
So, you know, I meet Faith at an art gallery in Manchester, and, you know, she's an artist like me. She had some work up at this art show, and it was really, really cool. You know, we went to the mixer afterwards with other local artists, you know, to just see everyone's work, and, you know, I loved her stuff. I really, really did. The vibes were there, and I asked her out. She agreed, went on a date that weekend. We did a floral show. We saw a bunch of tulips and sunflower fields and, you know, basically like four locations of thousands of flowers all around. And we just, you know, we got to see everything together and we talked and we really got to know each other. And, you know, afterwards she asked to come, you know, to my place in Boston. And I thought she wanted to spend the night, you know, hang out, at the very least have a glass of wine. But as soon as she just came in, she just had to leave like immediately, and you know, it was really, really abrupt. I have no clue what happened. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, it just feels like there had to be something in your apartment that wasn't sitting well with her.
Yeah, right? Are you gross? Are you a dirty boy?
Well,
dirty boy.
No, I'm very organized. I got my stuff all put away. I like got my candles, and I like to do the dishes.
Okay, so it wasn't the cleanliness of the apartment, but yeah, or maybe something came up. Maybe she got a message on her phone she had to address. I don't know.
That's what I need to figure out.
All right, so what's going to happen now, Anton, is we're going to grab Faith's number from you, and we're going to try really hard to get her to come on the show and tell us what's going on. We're really hoping that it's just a misunderstanding and that she'd be down to go on a second date with you. And if that's the case, we'd be happy to pay for it.
Heck yeah, I'm cheap. That works.
Yeah.
Good.
Maybe that's the issue.
It could be. Yeah.
We're going to find out for you, Anton. Hang on for us.
Second Date Update. Thanks. On number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning, and you're on time for part two of Second Date Update. Let's get into it. All right. We did the impossible. We got a hold of Faith, who has agreed to come on the show and talk about her date with Anton and what's going on. Faith, you still there?
I am.
Okay.
She's hesitant, I can tell.
Right. So like we talked about off the air, Anton told us about your date and the nature of how you met. And it sounded like you guys were really compatible. And you even went to his house his apartment in Boston for a brief moment. But the date kind of ended abruptly there. So do you want to see him again? Or what's going on?
No. And honestly, I'm not super comfortable being on air live. I'm happy to tell you what happened, though.
Okay. That's all we're really looking for.
Okay. So the second I went to his place in Boston, I had seen a massive 6-foot canvas of myself.
What?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, I was incredibly creeped out. And the worst part of it is that it was all nude.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, I mean, it was abstract, but it was nude.
Okay, it's abstract.
But he hadn't seen that. So that was just all from imagination?
I don't know. It was weird, though, and I felt bad rushing out so quickly, but who makes, like, a massive canvas of someone that they literally just met and makes it, like, naked?
And on display?
It's a very sound point. Everything you're saying is very sound, Faith.
Very creepy stuff.
Yeah, very creepy. It's like he had a shrine of you.
Yes.
But he is an artist.
I didn't think of it that way, but yeah.
I don't know how artists operate. I don't know how their creative mind taps in, you know, to work.
Shouldn't you ask someone's permission if they're going to be your muse? And especially if it's going to be a nude piece?
You're asking good questions that I don't know the answers
to. Know them, know who they are, maybe?
Yep, that too. Okay, well, we didn't tell you this, Faith, and we can make this quick because I know you were kind of hesitant to come on air anyway. But Anton did hear everything that you said, so we'd like to just invite him in to say his piece and maybe explain why he painted a 6-foot canvas.
I can't imagine what he's going to explain, but... Okay.
Anton, you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you have to say, my man?
Wow. I guess just number one, how dare you?
Excuse me? Number two, I
said how dare you?
No, I heard you.
Trying to police my art, trying to tell me what I can and I cannot use my creative abilities for. I can't believe you're taking... I genuinely can't understand how you're thinking the way you are. You don't even know...
Is this for real?
Yeah. How could it not be? I thought you were better than this, frankly. I'm shocked.
You thought I was better? You painted a picture of me. The painting had green eyes, like I do, a sunflower necklace, which I wear every day, and blonde hair. I mean, you're upset with me. I got painted by someone I just met.
When the creative process takes over, you know, I can't be held responsible what comes to canvas, you know? That's just, I'm on autumn. I'm letting the muse do its thing. The voices are taking me and the art is speaking
I didn't
itself.
Sign up to be a muse. I didn't sign up for this.
You don't know that's you. Quite frankly, she had massive breasts that you do not have.
Oh my God.
Are you for real right now?
It's a fact.
This is so disgusting. I can't believe I'm like... Really, this is so disgusting. Like, you should not be drawing women you're dating. You should not be drawing them bigger, better, whatever you want to say you're drawing them. Like, this is disgusting. This is creepy. And you just sound like a weirdo.
I'm disgusted with you. Let me do my art.
Disgusted with me? You painted me. Are you crazy?
It's disgusting how you think you can control someone.
I can't believe I'm doing this right now. I'm disgusting. Did you walk into my apartment and see a picture of yourself? No. You're disgusting.
All right, Kira, should we jump in? It's time.
I feel like, do we even ask the question?
It is to Faith. Yeah, it's probably going to go quick, though. Faith, any interest in seeing Anton?
No.
Okay.
No. Are you for real? Like, this is a dumb... I can't believe I'm talking to someone who's clearly has something going on. Like, you can't talk to people like
that. Let me do my art. Let my voice be heard.
Wow.
Can I hang up now?
Yeah, you're good to go. Thanks for stopping in. Second Date Update. We appreciate you.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning.
That's us.
Thank you so much for being here. We're really, really glad. And this is an important day because it is the last day that you can enter to win our Bank NH Pavilion Mega Ticket. This is a pair of tickets to eight of the biggest country shows coming to Guilford this summer. So this contest, like many of the best contests that we have, are exclusively on our 97.5 WOKQ app. So I ask you, hopefully for the last time, if you haven't downloaded it and entered to win respectfully, what's your problem?
Grow up. Winning eight tickets at once. What a cool feeling that would be.
I mean, can you imagine? You're set. You are set for the summer.
No doubt.
And not to mention, like, mom's birthday. Oh, mom wants to go see Brad Paisley. Oh, here, I have a pair of tickets for you, mom.
No kidding.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're wondering, you're probably wondering what these eight shows are. Logan and I wanted to reveal them in a kind of fun and flirty way. He and I have both ranked the shows by level of importance.
Yes.
Starting with the least important to us. Of course, it's all opinion based.
Yes.
And then, you know, our final one will be the most important. So you want to just go through, like, you say your last pick?
Sure.
Okay.
So in the bottom spot, I'm putting in the Thursday, August 7th show of Little Big Town.
You are. Okay.
That's going to be my bottom. Yep.
Yep. And for my bottom, it was the Outlaw Music Festival. Is that a bad choice?
No. No, it wasn't a bad choice.
Okay.
It's tough.
Well, I don't want to put any of these in the last spot.
There
are eight amazing shows, but I had to pick a last spot, and, you know, no shade to Willie Nelson, but it's just not the top of my list.
So that's number eight for both of us. Coming in at number seven, Kira, what did you do?
Mine was actually the Little Big Town.
And mine was Outlaw Music Fest.
Okay, so we're kind of in the same
close,
boat.
Yep.
Here. Okay, what was your number six spot?
Number six, this one felt, honestly, obvious to me. It was Brad Paisley with Walker Hayes.
I have the same pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we gonna have twin brackets almost?
I don't think so. I think we're gonna mess it up pretty soon.
Okay. I'm gonna lose you here, I think, with my number five spot.
What's your number five?
It's Billy Currington and Kit Moore.
I had a feeling you were gonna do that because you love Old Dominion. However, my number five is the Sunday show. This is the importance. This is how I crafted my list. I looked at the days of the show.
Oh, okay.
So the Sunday Old Dominion show is coming in at my five spot.
Okay, that's specific. I like that you took the day of the week into account.
It's important.
Okay.
So then my four, I had that Billy Currington and Kit Moore. It's a Saturday show, September 20th.
Sure. And I had Zach Brown Band, which is a Thursday night show. It's just because I've seen them so many times. This is all very personal.
Valid.
Yeah.
So we have 3, 2, and 1 left. Why, you want to just go for your 1, 2, and 3 right away?
Yeah, sure. So for 3, in the third spot, I have Kane Brown. A lot because of his supporting acts. That's going to be an amazing show. He's got Mitchell Tenpenny and Ashley Cook. So that kind of snagged a top 3 spot for me.
Okay.
And then, of course, I have the 2 Old Dominion shows.
At 1 and 2? That's savage. You do love Old Dominion.
I do. That's how I feel about it.
At my number 3, I have the Old Dominion show, the Saturday show.
Oh, okay.
Number 2, I have Zach Brown Band. It's a Thursday show, but I think that if you're doing a Thursday show, you obviously are taking Friday off.
One would think in the summertime.
I love a Thursday show. And then my number 1 spot is going to be that Kane Brown, Mitchell Tenpenny, Ashley Cook. I think it's going to be the Guilford show this summer.
An absolute party. So that is your lineup. Those are the 8 shows that you could win tickets with our Bank NH Pavilion Mega Ticket. And like we said, today is the last day that you can enter to win, and it's only on the 97.5 WOKQ app. So good luck, and Logan and I can't wait to make that call to tell someone that they won 8 pairs of tickets.
Yeah, it's so savage.
It's just going to be the best day ever. And coming up right now, we are giving away a pair of tickets to one of these shows, the Zach Brown Band. It's just Zach Brown Band. We already covered that. So if you want to play Can't Be Kira and win a pair of tickets to Zach Brown Band in Guilford, 603-749-0975 is our number. 603-749-0975. No, it's not to 8 country shows, but if you're okay with just winning one pair, give us a call right now.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. 3, 2, ready, stand, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hello, Nancy.
Yes.
We choose you to play Can't Beat Kira today, girlfriend.
No way. That's awesome.
All right.
Oh, yay.
You haven't won the tickets yet, Dan Nance.
No, but just to do it is fun.
I agree with you.
I had a feeling you were going to be a fun contestant.
I got to tell you, I probably don't even want the tickets. I'm old and I'm probably, I'm old and I'm probably not going to go to it, so.
Well, let's play Can't Be Kira anyway, Nance.
Okay.
All right, kick her out of here. Let's go.
Okay, Kira. See ya.
See you, Nance. Have a fun time.
Thanks.
All right, Nancy, she's leaving, and we can start once she does. Are you ready for question number one, Nancy?
I am.
Who sings this song? Do you believe in life after love, after love?
Cher.
Great job. Question number two. True or false? Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, DMX, and the Notorious B.I.G. all went to the same high school.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say true.
Question number three. This is homegrown Zac Brown Band. I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Live in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and blank.
And everything I own.
And everything I own.
Yep.
All right, Kira's coming back. Hold on.
Okay.
How you feeling, Nance?
I don't know. Half and half.
Half and half. Well, there's three questions, so that's confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Kira, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Hello,
Hi,
Nancy.
Kira.
Are you ready to start?
I am.
Let's go. Kira, who sings this song? Do you believe in life after love, after love, after love, after love?
Cher.
Great job. Great job. You got it right. Nancy got it right as well.
Yes, Nancy.
Do you have your best out of Cher impression? Can you
do the voice?
Do you believe?
I had a feeling you would kill
it. Okay.
Good job. 1-1. Question two. True or false? Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, DMX, and the Notorious B.I.G. all went to the same high school.
I feel like that's too much of a coincidence for it to be false. So I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. What are the odds?
That's crazy.
That's a stacked high school.
Yes, indeed.
You got it right. Nance got it right. Question
okay,
three.
Nance.
Homegrown, ZBB. I got some good friends. Live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Live in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need. Blank.
And nothing that I don't.
And nothing that I don't is correct. Nancy said, and everything I own.
And everything I own.
There's a good guess there, Nancy.
Yeah, it rhymes.
Yeah, well.
Nancy, okay. We do need the phrase of shame. Final.
Number one. Numero uno for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time. And you are having a ripper at your house for Memorial Day weekend.
A ripper!
Child! I can't wait. I'm going to bring my famous pasta salad. So your assignment for your big old Memorial Day weekend party that you are throwing, you can invite one country star, one celebrity. So that can be an athlete, actor, another musician.
For sure.
If you want.
Could be.
A politician. I don't know why you'd want those vibes at your party, but hey.
Why not?
It's your
no
your
judgment.
Choice. And one of us. So either myself.
Or myself.
Kira Lou Greenberger or Logan Dana Sherwood. So give us a call at 603-749. Well, first give it a think. Give it a think because we want, you know.
We're going to ask follow-up questions. We're
going to
ask reasoning. We're going to ask how, you know, the celebrities are going to mesh with, whether it be me or Kira.
Mm-hmm.
These are all important information that we're going to need to know.
Yeah, I'll give you an example here. So I'm inviting Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Because that's the vibe. That's the fun and friendly vibe that I want,
low-key.
And I'm also inviting Adam Sandler.
Okay.
And I'm also inviting you.
You're not going to invite yourself?
No, I'm already me. I'm
okay,
already
so
there.
You have to include me.
Yeah.
Okay, so
but I also want you there.
I would have to include you then.
Are you kidding me right now that you were going to say I invite myself?
I had Post Malone. You know who I had in mind thus far? Was Post Malone and Shane Gillis.
That's great.
Because
that's really great.
Have you seen the Bud Light commercial where they go, hey, we're not allowed to drink. We're not allowed to drink in the commercial. 3, 2, 1. And then they take a sip of the... Yeah, it's awesome. I think those two would get along great with me, and I guess you'll be there too.
Oh, God. So you were going to say Posty, Shane, and yourself.
Well, I thought we had to pick either one of us, but you're right. If I'm there, then I guess you can come.
Oh, my God. For some reason, that's hurtful. Okay, 603-749-0975. If you want to play along and tell us who you're inviting to your Memorial Day weekend Rippa Bash, we do have an extra pair of tickets to Zac Brown Band at the Bank NH Pavilion in Guilford. Going to a random caller right now, 603-749-0975 is our number. So once again, for your Memorial Day weekend BBQ, you can invite one country star, one celeb, and you have to pick either myself or Logan. And why? You know we're going to pry. 603-749-0975. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I have an assignment for you this morning. Hypothetically, or maybe you really are, having a Memorial Day weekend bash. A good old-fashioned ripa. And in this hypothetical scenario, you can invite one country star, one just regular celebrity. So that could be an athlete, an actor, a politician, if that's what you're into. And you can pick either Logan or myself to come to your party. So what are your picks and why? And if you'd like to chime in, a random caller is going to be skipping away on this Tuesday with a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, good morning. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Oh, that's so awesome. Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here.
Who's going to your barbecue, Melissa?
Let's start with the country star.
Country star, I would love Carrie Underwood. Okay. I think that her vibe is really good. She's a mom, so am I, and I kind of feel like her, just everything that she stands for would kind of go really, really well with everybody that I would invite to the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your kids could play together, and maybe she'll wear shorts and we can see her great legs. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, right? And maybe she can give me some tips.
Fitness tips.
How to get those great legs.
Okay, let's move on to awesome. Just the regular celebrity.
Regular celebrity? You know what? I'm going to also pick Adam Sandler. Love that he's from New Hampshire. I've always wanted to meet him. My son loves some of his old school songs, and I think that that would make his absolute day if Adam Sandler showed up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you got one of us. I have a feeling who you're picking.
So I'm actually going to pick Kira because I have been doing the In My Car the contest that you guys do, and I would love to actually do it in person and do trivia. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, you want live Can't Be Kira at your party? I'm down. I'm absolutely down.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
We can have all the guests do it, and then if you lose, you can drink or something.
I just don't know how.
She's putting me to work.
I don't know how Adam Sandler and Carrie Underwood are getting along.
Okay. Oh, you're getting into the dynamics.
Yeah.
Oh, the dynamics. You know what? I think he is such a relaxed dude that I bet he would, like, I think he would kind of do well. I think he gets along with everybody. I wouldn't be worried about him.
Yeah, I'm picturing.
And I think he does too, right?
I'm picturing Adam in the corner having a pop by himself, finding a basketball hoop in the backyard. He's kind of like, oh, this isn't my party. I'm going to throw some hoops.
he would. I think the party would probably be split, half talking to Carrie Underwood and then half talking to Adam Sandler. The two of them don't necessarily have to get along, right? Just the main party of the guests.
Yeah, she's not really too worried about that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay, we'll call you if you win, Melissa. Thanks for the call.
You rock. Thanks so much.
You rock. Lay it up.
Okay. Bye. We're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. And coming up in less than 5 minutes, we have that Kenny Chesney contest code on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Did you miss that 820 Kenny Chesney contest code? Tragic.
How the heck are you going to go see him in Vegas if you missed it?
Did you think about that? Like, how are you going to go? Well, I think Logan is in the mood to repeat it. Looks that way.
I just barely in the mood. Yes.
Barely in the mood.
I'm enough to give two numbers.
Oh, my God.
2-5. And there's one more number. 251.
It's
251. Right, stupid joke. 251 is damn code. 251.
You didn't feel like it was stupid. You slapped your knee about it.
I thought it was kind of funny myself.
Okay, so we are taking your calls. You are having an absolute ripa for Memorial Day weekend. I cannot wait for this party. So you have some choices to make. You can invite one country star, one just regular celebrity, that could be an actress, athlete, politician, whatever you're into, and you have to pick between either Logan or myself to attend. So we want to know your choices. We want to know why. We want to give a random caller a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello. Thank you for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, Kira and Logan. This is Brandy from Barrington.
Hi, Brandy.
What's up, Brandelicious?
Hey.
Let's talk about your barbecue. First of all, can't wait. Second of all, who is the country star that you are choosing?
Oh, absolutely, Jelly Roll.
Jelly.
A fine choice.
A fun choice, no doubt.
Yeah, even though he's dieting now, so I don't know if he's going to, you know, drink as much because he's watching his caloric intake.
He'll still be just as fun.
Kira learned the word caloric, and she has used it 12 times in the past day. It has been painful.
I'm doing too much?
Too
That's
much.
Great.
Too much.
Okay, we don't have to talk about caloric intake
who's
anymore.
Who's going along with Jelly Roll? Jeez,
Jason Kelce.
You said Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
They definitely would be a good time to. So this is so far my favorite call. Because I think you need to think about how the celeb and the artist work together. And I think this celeb and artist work together very well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. They would be a ball of fun.
Yep.
An absolute ball.
Yeah.
Let's see if it continues to be your favorite call. Who are you choosing between Logan and myself?
I have to go with Logan.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's definitely your favorite, right?
She said it.
Any particular reason why you're picking the spirited man over myself? I'm not bitter.
Because of who I'm bringing. Like, with all the fun that's going on, I can just see Logan.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Good day. We are Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good day.
Good day. I said good day, sir. So, our question for you. This is a hypothetical scenario. Unless you're really having a Memorial Day ripper, then that's awesome. Can't wait. You're having a party, Memorial Day weekend. You can invite one country star, one just regular celebrity. That could be an actress, another musician, a politician, an athlete. And you have to choose between Logan and myself on who you're going to invite. And we're going to ask you the why, the reason behind it. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Is this Gina?
You know, it's Wendy. Look at you starting to recognize your callers. Good for you, girl.
Well, not, I'm clearly not doing a good job.
I was going to say, she said Gina. It's Wendy.
It sounded like a redneck mama, did it not?
A little bit.
Okay. So, Wendy, my apologies. Hope that doesn't sway your choice later on.
No,
but anyways,
not at all. Not at all.
So, you're having a Memorial Day weekend ripa. And you can invite one country star, one celeb, and either Logan or myself. Let's start with the country star. Who are you picking?
You know, I've been thinking about this. And you know what? Thomas Rhett came to mind because he's fabulous and adorable. But then I thought, who wants to have some blue chair rum on the boat in the water with Kenny Chesney?
Everyone,
right?
Everyone does.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a fine, fine choice. I don't think you're going to hear an argument from anyone with that choice.
Right. Celebrity, Kevin Costner's always been a cutie, but he's as old as me now. I'm being silly. I thought Andy Cohen, right? Andy Cohen in the water, giggling, laughing, right?
Okay. Okay.
Right? I thought Andy Cohen, he's so fun. He's always giggling. He's always in a good mood. He's, you know, being good to all his people.
Forgive me. Don't hate me, but is he the one who hosts Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah. That's Bravo. Guy. I mean,
Bravo,
he's brought all the housewives. Rhode Island is going to get some housewives. I'm going to pitch Wolfboro Housewives. I'm going to be one of them.
We'll I love that. I'll watch. I'll watch.
Right? And then, forgive me, Logan, but I would give Mama some time off.
Yeah.
And Kira would kind of just go and turn up with Chesney and Cohen.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it now.
The woman who forgot your name doesn't even know who Andy Cohen is.
Didn't forget your name.
That would be fun, though, for her to kind of hang with him, though. And she didn't. Usually you guys go, you know, who am I talking to? And she didn't, and it sounded familiar to her, so... So good for her. Maybe it was Gina, and that would have been a warm hello.
She's like, call me Gina if
what
you need.
What is happening right now? Wendy, thanks for this call. Very funny.
Call me anything. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great to hear from you, Wendy. I won't mess up your name next time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love Bye-bye. Talking to you. Still taking your calls at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one. Country 97.5 WOKQ or Kira and Logan in the morning. We can't wait. We can't wait to come to your Memorial Day ripa. Of course, you can only invite one of us.
I gotta say.
What's up?
You have been saying ripa and it has been driving me up a wall all morning.
You don't like that?
It's not rolling off the tongue like I think you think.
Oh, okay. If you think I'm gonna stop, you must not know me.
I know.
Now I'm gonna say it even more. So your ripa. You can invite me or Logan. You can also invite a country star or a celeb to this ripa. And give us a call at 603-749-0975. Tell us who you're picking. Hello. Thank you for holding. What's your name?
Allison. Hi, how are you?
Allison. Good to hear from you. So we can't wait to hear your picks.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so let's start with the country star.
I want Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay.
That feels like a super one special because hopefully we get Chase Stokes too. And her Pattern album is like on repeat lately. I love it. So.
Wait, would you be bringing Chase along with her?
Well, it's a two-for-one special. He'd be coming with her.
Oh, he's her plus one. That makes perfect sense. So you still get a celebrity to pick.
And then I'm going Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Now, is he Tom bringing Brady. Giselle or maybe Bill Belichick and his 13-year-old?
Oh, jeez.
I think I'd rather Giselle, but, I just like Tom Brady because he's, just a phenomenal athlete and did so much with himself. So.
Love it.
Yeah,
love
who
it.
Doesn't want the GOAT at their barbecue?
No kidding.
I know.
Speaking of goats, so who do you want between Logan and myself?
I think Logan would vibe best with the guys in the room, so sure. I'm going to go Logan.
Thank you. It's a great choice. I would love to kick it with Tom Brady.
Who wouldn't?
No kidding.
She's like, who wouldn't love my picks? They're perfect picks.
They are perfect picks. Great job.
Awesome. WOKQ, who's this?
Hey, Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
Okay, it's going to be a good barbecue. This is the one that like got really injured doing a back handspring drunk at a party.
That kind of woman.
Blew my knee out.
She blew her
blew
knee out.
Blew my knee out. Never forget.
She's like, I did it once and I'll do it again.
Got the scar to prove. All right, Alicia, who are you bringing?
All right. Same as the last caller, I would 100% bring Teddy Chesney.
Okay.
He's my favorite. Has been my favorite since, like, I don't know, I was like 14.
Okay.
You guys go way back.
Yeah. He's like life of the party. Celebrity, which she's a singer, but also has a talk show, Kelly Clarkson. She would be so much fun to hang out with.
I love Kelly. She just seems so nice and wholesome and fun.
And I think Kelly and Kenny get along.
100%.
I think that's a good combo right there.
Really good. Really strategic choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for you, my friend, I would choose, sorry, Logan.
No,
I would
have
to pick Kira.
Yeah.
Because we would also celebrate her birthday, because it's her birthday weekend.
This is so painful that you brought that up.
I am so sorry.
You did it on purpose, too.
No.
Yeah, you did.
She's not wrong.
No, it's good. It's actually very wholesome that you, I mean, it's hard for anyone to forget. She talks about it every day, but it is wholesome that you remember when Kira's birthday is. That's sweet. That's a sweet listener thing to do.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call and such well-thought-out picks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great
day. Bye,
Alicia. Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Okay, so Logan and I have our work cut out for us. One of our callers who weighed in on this hypothetical Memorial Day BBQ situation is going to get a call back from us telling you that you want a pair of tickets to Zac Brown Band. So now we have to deliberate off the air and pick a winner, and it's going to be hard.
Winner. Winner for the Ripper.
Yes, for the Ripper. But we'll do it. 97.5 WOKQ. Ella Langley, War It for the Wind, on your number one for New Country. 97.5 WOKQ, it's Kira, it's Logan. It's a frog in my throat is
Hello.
What it is. Hello, good morning. It is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. I'm about to get a little passive aggressive with it. Are you ready?
Who are you giving? Whoa, to me?
No, not to you.
Oh, who are you?
Never to you, my king.
Yeah, you're never passive aggressive to me.
Never.
Ever. Okay, who are you getting passive aggressive with?
I'm going to compliment anyone. If you have never sent us a message asking for us to repeat the code or for us to give you the code via the 97.5 WOKQ app, I am complimenting you.
Wow.
Because good for you. You heard it on the air. You were listening at the time that you were supposed to be.
Or even 10 minutes late. 10 minutes late is okay, too. We repeat it like 10 minutes late.
Yes. So we appreciate you. We're not supposed to give you the code via the app. So every time we do, we're doing you a favor and we're breaking the rules. We could get in trouble.
Could, have, and will continue to. Not continue to.
Oh.
We're sick of getting slapped on the wrists from the people higher than us.
Are we going to stop?
Yeah, we can't be messaging. I thought that's what this was all about. We can't be messaging the code.
Let's be the change we want to see in the world.
All right, just show up on time.
Show up on time. And also, this Kenny Chesney contest is ending this week. So
true.
This is all going to be a moot point.
A couple days left to show up on time.
Yeah, but my compliments to those who have never asked us for the code via the app.
Savage.
I know. I thought you might like that.
I did very much.
Okay, what do you have?
I am giving a compliment to Brandy. Today on the show, we had tickets to see the Zac Brown Band.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to give those away, Kira had a really fun idea, which was you're having a Memorial Day cookout and you get to bring one celebrity, one country artist. I guess you could do two country artists in theory. One random celebrity, one country artist, and then either me or Kira. And a lot of people were calling in with like, oh, this is my favorite country artist, so I'm picking them. This is my favorite celebrity or athlete, so I'm picking them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no cohesion. There was no togetherness. There was really no well thought out what? Cohesion?
He said cohesion.
I do know words.
Cohesion.
Can I say pissing off on radio? Pissing me off.
Oh, my God.
And Brandy, I thought Brandy was the only one who thought it out and brought two people that would actually go well together. Here's the call.
Oh, absolutely. Jelly Roll.
a fine choice.
A fun choice, no doubt.
Yeah, even though he's dieting now, so I don't know if he's going to, you know, drink as much because he's watching his caloric intake.
He'll still be just as fun.
Kira learned the word caloric, and she has used it 12 times in the past day. It has been painful.
I'm doing too much.
Too much.
Great.
Too much.
Okay, we don't have to talk about caloric intake anymore.
Who's going along with Jelly Roll? Jeez.
Jason Kelce.
Did you say Jason Kelce?
Yeah.
They definitely would be a good time to. So this is so far my favorite call because I think you need to think about how the celeb and the artist work together. And I think this celeb and artist work together very well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. They would be a ball of fun.
Yep.
An absolute ball.
And just to further the compliment, she also brought me to the cookout.
Mm-hmm. So it just continued to be his favorite call of the day.
It's a perfect trio. What was up with that passive aggressive attitude and eye roll?
That's just who I am.
Whatever.
Okay.
You got a birthday coming up?
Yeah, I do. What, you want to talk about
That's one way to make her smile.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up. 7 days, a week from today. Mark the calendar.
Okay.
Save the day. All right, so on that note,
we out.
Ginny Rogers is up next, and so is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And don't you dare forget it all day long. Who loves you?
We do.